Thank you, Tara. Hey, Larry, this is Gail. How are you this afternoon?
All right, how about yourself?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. So it sounds like you and Tara were talking about the first page listing we're filling out today on Google. So she wanted me to walk you through how everything works, get your questions answered, get pricing for you, and then if the plan makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, we'll go ahead and get you set up on this listing today. Fair enough?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Sounds good. So I was just taking a peek to see what you had so far for online presence, how you were showing up there, and I didn't find a website for you.
I don't have one. Most I have is a Facebook page.
Okay. Perfect. So let me take a look at that, see if I can get it to come up for me. Sometimes Facebook cooperates with me, and some days it doesn't.
It never cooperates with me.
Maybe I should spend more time on there. I don't know. I prefer to do other things, but I don't go on there very often. I go on there for work, and that's about it. And no, it didn't pull it up for me. That's all right. I'm sure it's there. So Tara might have explained to you, one of the first things that we'll do is we'll close the Stedman area for the category of clearing and grading, and we close that for a 50-mile radius around your home base. So what that'll mean for you is in that 50-mile radius, we'll never work with or promote any of your competitors into that map section on the first page. So LV and Sun is the only company we'll be placing there. And then we do all of the programming necessary so that you do show up in that map section anytime anybody is looking for your services. And then they're able to just click and call you directly. So we don't filter or screen those calls at all. They all go directly to you. And, of course, they're not going out to your competitors. So you get those leads right in the moment that they're searching for you, for your services, and right when they're seriously looking to buy, before they've had time to cool off and kick tires and call competitors and such. So you're able to get to them right away. Now, I'm going to check to see if we can get a website done for you. Sometimes we can. It's all a matter of whether or not I've got an opening over there. Being that you're qualified for the listing, you're qualified for us to build a website for you. And at no charge, I just need to make sure I have a tech opening to do it. And then, so I'll circle back to that when I hear back from them. And then I noticed you've got an Angie or a Home Advisor listing out there. How's it working out for you?
Not the greatest, I'm going to tell you. It's expensive, and most of the leads don't pan out, or you can't contact them anyway.
You're not the first person that's told me that. That's awful. That
they shouldn't charge. They don't vet their people at all. I'm coming to find out. This is my second month. Well, actually, my third month. There's several different Angies. I'm in two of them. One of them calls me and says, "Hey, I have somebody wants you to come look at this job," and I quote the job, and then they add their money to it, and that way I get a full payment. Well, then the one I just started recently is, we're sending this lead out to a bunch of you. Whoever gets it, but it's still $50 to $170 for the lead that you may or may not get, and they may or may not answer the phone and email them and everything like that. It's more work involved in it than I'm finding out I'm losing more money than I'll ever gain from it. So I'm about to stop that one. I have one guy, I called him, and he, this is recently, and he was just looking for somebody to put in a quote for a particular style of job, and he wanted me to give him the quote so he could go to the county and give them the quote and say, "Hey, this is how much this is going to cost," so they could put it out for bid.
So
he wanted me to do all the legwork and pay for the lead and do it for free.
And estimate all of that time and any materials plus diesel
and not guarantee the job. Not even guarantee the job. I mean, that's just me putting it up for somebody else to do.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, That doesn't fit. So they don't vet their.
No.
Well, they're not vetting their people.
No, and but, you know, something else too, a big difference between that and what you'll experience on the first page of Google, their system, because so if I were looking for your services and I searched and I found an Angie's link, it doesn't list your name. It lists top 10 clearing and grading contractors, and then an Angie's link. And then I would have to fill out a form, and then I learn at that point that it's going out to 5 of you. Well, at that point, that's an easy place for a customer to sit back and go, well, I'm just going to wait and see who gives me the lowest bid. I'm just going to sit here and rather than just talk to somebody and get it done the right way. So, yeah, first page of Google, you get them before they get cooled down. They're actively in that moment looking for your services, and then they just click and call you directly. So that sounds to me like that's going to help you a whole lot more than what you've got going on right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, something's got to help. I mean, I got plenty of work as far as stuff I'm picking up. I have a full-time job during the week, which I was contemplating quitting, but our wonderful president has caused it to be so expensive to operate this equipment that I'm not able to do what I'm not able to do full time. But I'm doing my best. I'm doing pretty good. It's just it's just murder parts between parts and diesel fuel and oil. It's murdering us.
I bet.
Nobody
well,
needs
it's,
to hear the prices.
Oh gosh. Well, and it is crazy. I mean, I continue to watch our grocery bill go up every month. Week. Yeah. My eggs this week are $18. That's just ridiculous. I need to get my own chickens again.
Well,
I regret ever letting my hands go.
Absolutely. I got a friend of mine I called this morning and talking about hauling some logs over here, maybe one load of logs I'm working for a church right now. And he said, man, my fuel bill last week was $18,000.
Oh, my gosh. You're kidding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My fuel bill during the week, if I run a full solid week, would be $2,000 or $3,000.
Wow.
And I'm bidding these jobs at $2,000 or $3,000 to $5,000. I mean, it's anything breaks down, we go in the hole.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and parts are hard to find right now, too, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Help is hard to find.
Yeah, it is. Well, you know, that's actually something that I would expect would change for you being on the first page is finding help. So what we've been noticing, the younger folks now go and research the living daylights out of any company they might want to work for. And if they can't find that company anywhere near the first page, they don't even apply. It's crazy. Yeah. So we've had clients who we've gotten on the first page, they're bringing in more business, and then all of a sudden they have people also applying for work. So that could change for you too, being placed up there. So I'm not going to promise it, but it's definitely, it's one of those kind of, I don't know, side benefits, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, all right. So, Larry, let me get you some pricing here. You're definitely a great fit for the listing, and I think this would really help you out, too. And I think you agree that it would do you better to get those leads right when they're hot rather than when they've been sent out to all of your competitors. So let me get my retail screen up here. And then, now, are you 4 years in business now, Larry?
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, probably getting closer. Yeah, it's four. Yep, I'm trying to say.
Four.
I actually started the end of 17, but I call 18 my first year.
Okay. I'm going to use that, too, because that's actually, you're kind of teetering right on the edge. Under 5 years, we can do a new in business discount. Over 5 years, we can do legacy. The new in business actually gets you a better rate. So I'm going to use that one. So let me get our retail up here for North Carolina, and then we're going to take some cracks at it because you're not going to be on retail. Not today anyway. Okay, perfect. So retail, just to give you an idea, is coming up at $399 a month with a one-time $299 setup fee. But with your new in business credit applied, it brings your monthly down to $199. And It dropped your setup fee down to 99. It took 200 off of each end. That's awesome. So, the 99 is a one-time only setup fee. You'll never see or hear from it again. Even if you get busy and you want to pause for a while, there's no start back up fee. I don't know what you'd even call that. So the 99 is one time only. And then it is that flat $199 on a month to month basis. We don't do contracts. We don't believe in it. It's kind of funny. The only reason you really need to lock somebody into a long-term contract is if you plan on not doing your job at some point, I guess. Mm-hmm. And that's not us. So we don't feel a need to lock you into a contract. So it is just month to month. And you're actually, even though I can get you in today at $199 a month, your rate will never go up. You're locked in for life with those discounts. Making sense?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It makes sense.
Okay. Well, Larry. Yeah.
I'm just thinking. I might need to think on that because that's more. I understand it's more on both ends, but things are tight right now.
Right.
Because I'm spending so much in fuel. Can I get a day to think on it?
Unfortunately, they give us a one-day window to fill the listings.
Okay.
And that's when they offer the discounts. After today,
okay.
if it doesn't fill, it goes back to retail pricing. But let's see though. What did you say your Angie's leads were running each? You said some of them were.
I have a $300 cap on that right now.
Oh, good. Good for you.
We can cap that, but I'm been crediting half of them because
good.
Or over half because I never get a hold of the person who wants to work done.
Wow, and they're actually giving you the credit back?
So, yeah, they have most of them.
Wow.
So
that's
I got to call and talk to that guy.
That's surprising. Yeah, I had never heard of them giving that much back.
They're going to stop.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not paying for something. I ain't even talk to nobody.
No, absolutely not. No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't. And Larry, too, I did hear back from my tech. We can build a website for you, too. I forgot to mention that. He answered me back a few minutes ago. We were busy talking, though. So that's going to help you as far as visibility, too, and something else you don't need to mess with. We'll build it. We write all of the content for it, host it. And then anytime you need changes made to it, all you have to do is let us know and we pop in and make those changes. And there's no charge for any of that. And we'll get that Google business profile up and running for you too. That's also going to help. So should we go ahead and get you set up so you don't miss out on this listing?
Might as well.
All right. Good. Very smart. Very smart. I think this is going to help you out a lot.
I'll stop this Angie stuff anyway.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Well, and now I have to come clean. I retired from construction last year. I owned a remodeling company out here in Colorado. And I was hooked up with the same company. And I had the same kind of luck. From day one, it just never got better. And I stuck them out for a year just thinking, oh, it's got to get better. It's got to get better. I get a little bit, and it just was never panned out.
I'm not going to continue wasting my money.
I wouldn't. Well, and if we don't do our job, I wouldn't expect you to stick with us any more than I would expect you to keep paying them.
Right.
All right.
It's hard to come by. The money's hard.
Yeah, it is. It is. I know that. So, Larry, is Larry short for Lawrence? Or did they just name you Larry? Make it.
Just name me Larry.
Awesome. Nice and simple. And, Larry, what's your last name?
Vinson. V-I-N-S-O-N. V as in Victor.
V-I-N-S-O-N. And on the card that you're going to use for payment today, does your middle initial appear or just first and last?
First, last, and I'm the second.
Okay.
And it's got my initial.
And what's your middle initial?
G.
G. And it's listed as a, you said senior.
So I'm the second.
You're the second. Got it. Mm-hmm. They want us to make sure all that matches. Okay, let's. And I don't like typos. There we go. Perfect. And Larry, what's your email address?
LGVINSON 500 at Yahoo.
Perfect. And do you have access to that email on your phone?
Yes.
Awesome. I'm going to send you a couple emails. We'll make sure I typed it right and that they make it to you. So the first one I'm going to send you is information on our dashboard and analytics. You'll have an area on our system where you can log in anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from, upload photos for us, and that's information on that. And then let me adjust this other one. It's a stock email. I've got to adjust it with your discounts. I want you to have those in writing. So the second one is the exact price and package, so you've got that in writing. And then let me know if those make it to you. So far, so good. Wonderful. All right. And then your number, 910-303-0054.
Mm-hmm.
And is that also a business number?
Yeah, that's the only one I got.
All right. Hey, it keeps it easy that way for sure. Okay.
Yep.
And then I've got LV and Sun clearing and grading. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And is there an Anchor and LLC behind that?
Not at the moment, but we'll probably end up having to do that for a while.
Okay.
Right,
no
now,
problem.
We're full progress.
No problem. And I just want to make sure that I get it written in there the right way, with no typos. Okay. And then, Larry, I'm going to send you a couple of text messages, too. So the first one is my contact information. So I'm the lead on your account, always will be. If you ever have problems or questions, don't hesitate to call me. My number's on its way by text for you. And then I'm going to send you your technician's contact, too, so that you've got that. All right, those two are on the way.
Local Flash.
Yes, sir, that's us. And then are you at 629 Tulip Court?
Yep.
All right, perfect. And that's Stedman, North Carolina, 28391.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay. And is that a home address for you?
It is.
Okay, so what I'm going to do for your Google Business Profile is I'm going to tell them to not publish your street address. So you'll still show up. Yeah, you'll still show up as a pin in the map, but not close enough to your house that somebody could drive to you. They keep it vague. We don't want anybody knowing where you live.
Me neither.
Yeah, exactly. There's too many crazy folks out there these days. Not that I would think you'd have any problems, but you just never know. Our daughter actually ended up with an internet stalker a couple of years, well, I guess it's probably 3 years ago now. That was scary. Wondering if he was ever going to show up at the house. Luckily, I'm a former firearms instructor, so we have plenty of those around the house. It was no worries. He wouldn't have gotten past the threshold. There's no way. But you know, you hate to have it come to that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm not gonna have it come to that either. I'm gonna let him get so far, and then I'm gonna say, look, this thing's gonna, look, he goes pew pew, and it's gonna hurt.
Yeah, it, Exactly, exactly. I did actually have to, I had to fake a guy out one day. I wasn't carrying, and I was at the grocery store, and this guy cornered me. I was standing outside my truck door. So I was basically trapped between my truck seat and my door and standing outside the truck. And he trapped me right in that corner. And I'm like, nah. I patted at my hip as if I was carrying, and I made some comment about, you know, I'm a firearms instructor. He backed right the hell up right away. It was funny. It was so funny. And then he got in his car and he left. I don't know what his intentions were, but it doesn't matter. Okay, Larry, let's go ahead and get your onboarding call set up. So we block an hour for the call, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. Don't need to be in front of a computer for it. So this is a call with your technician. I'll actually call you, get you all settled in with them. And they go through quality control first and foremost. So making sure I got all of your information right, keywords, everything, I's dotted, T's crossed. And then they'll talk about what you want on your website, what you don't want, all the things that they need on their end to get things started for you. So let's see, tomorrow, today is pretty well booked up the rest of the day.
Tomorrow will be the best.
Okay, good. So it looks like we've got just about every hour on the hour starting at 11 o'clock going through 6 o'clock your time.
What works for you? Let's do 12 o'clock.
You got it. 12 o'clock it is. And that spot is wide open.
So as long as everybody...
What's that?
I said, probably because everybody be eating it at that time.
Yeah, probably. You're probably right.
I'll be watching the babies.
Oh, you got grandbabies?
No, my baby.
Oh, yours. Oh, how old?
Uh-huh. A month.
Just a month old? Oh, that's an awesome age. Just all snuggly and, well, wanting to be fed.
Sure about that? Yes. I sure would like to get some sleep at night.
I bet you would, long about now. Yeah, I remember. I do remember. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Well, congratulations. That's new enough for a congrats.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
You bet. All right. I just sent another email your way, Larry. This one, the subject line is Local Splash CIE, and it's our goofy internal coding. It's a calendar invite.
Okay. I'm driving right now, so I ain't looking at a whole lot of this stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, if you can safely see and hit the yes button, that would be great. If not, we'll deal with it later.
At the end of the road, I'll do it then.
Yeah, we don't want you to
get back towards the house.
Does that one make it?
Here in just a little bit.
Awesome. No rush either. I'm picking off some other things on my end while we wait for it to get there, or wait for you to pull over. Either one.
Okay. I'm looking at it right now. So,
awesome.
9 to 10 a.m. Pacific time, so that'll be 12 for me, right?
You got it. That's right.
I hit the yes button.
Okay. Let's see if it did its thing over here. No.
Problem. 400, that's an error. Server cannot process the request.
And whatever you did, it did it right, because I got the update on this end. So good to go. We don't have to worry about it anywhere beyond that.
Okay.
So let's see here. We're going to list for services. We're going to say clearing, grading. What other services would you like to list, Larry?
We can, we do pipe laying. demo. And we haul materials.
Material hauling.
I mean, we do bush hogging, and we have a plethora of things we can get a hold of and do. We just right now, it's just the clearing and the grading seems to be the hot stuff.
Okay. So is people clearing out for new homes, new subdivisions and such?
Yeah. We just finished up an 11-acre spot for a subdivision. Now we're back into the acres and the 2-acre spots.
Wow. I want to know where all these people are getting all this money for building new homes and subdivisions and such. I mean, it's crazy here, too, in Colorado, how they're adding on, and that we don't have enough housing, they say. And Larry, did you say you had a Facebook page for
I do. I don't know why it won't populate. Like, you search for it, it won't show it.
Let me see what I can come up with.
But I have one personal that it has a link to it.
Would you be able to text that to me? The link. Wait a minute. I think I found it. Bingo. I did. It came up that time.
Okay.
Hey, nice looking equipment you're running there.
Well, it's older. One brand new piece and the rest of it's older, but we try to take care of it.
Well, it looks like it. It definitely looks like it. Very good friend of ours does dirt work. He does more foundations and I don't know. He doesn't do a lot of land clearing. He's getting old and his body's getting beat up. My gosh, you guys take a beating in those
machines. Land clearing to do that to you.
Yeah, no doubt.
Thank you.
You bet. And very necessary work. Glad you're out there doing
it.
I like working at Local Splash. We only work with people who work in construction and with heavy equipment, which is perfect for me because it's how I grew up. I grew up on a farm, driving tractors, riding on tractors, throwing.
We tried it for a while.
Yeah. You know, farming's hard work too. For sure. But you know, it was always fun. I mean, at haying time, it's when all the rest of the family came over and all the friends showed up and it was like one big day long party and we got our work done. It was fun.
That's right.
And nobody got hurt usually.
This thing.
Larry, I just sent another text to you, just informational for later on when you want to take a look at it. It's on our call tracking. So we'll install a tool on your website that's going to track the clicks and calls you get so that you can see what you're getting. Now, I've got an optional item. There's no additional charge for it. Some people like it. Some people don't. It's our Splash app. So it's an app that you would download from the Play Store onto your existing phone. And the app itself has its own unique phone number, which would be local to you. What a lot of our folks will use it for is an alternate to their business line so that they can use their one cell phone but keep personal and business calls separate. Is that something you'd be interested in?
Not right now.
Okay, no problem. And then let me get a couple more things on my little checklist. There we go. I'm also
building pads. Uh-huh. We do building pads also.
Oh, okay. I'm going to add that in. Building pads. I'm going to also say building site prep.
That's it, too.
Okay, that way, if somebody's looking for that, then they know they can call you for that, too.
That's right.
And especially with all the building going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what would you like to show for your hours of operation?
We'll go 8 to 5.
You want to say Monday through Friday?
Yes.
Perfect. And then did you want us to add payment integration? So the ability to send someone to your website to make payment to you. You could use like PayPal, Zelle, Cash App. I'm not sure. There's several others out there.
I don't use any of that stuff right now. Because I'm usually paying face-to-face with my customers anyway.
Yep.
So
I don't blame you.
I don't have any of it at the moment.
No problem. And, you know, I don't know, for jobs, I can see it for a handyman who has small charges, but for somebody like you and what we used to do in remodel, when you're charging thousands of dollars, you really don't want the credit card fees on that. It,
nope.
It gets out of hand. Gets way
out of hand.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Cash is always better, but I'll take a check too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then let's go ahead and set up a security question and answer for you, and I'll fill you in as to the why. A couple of things that you need to know: we never call you asking for more money. So if someone calls you asking for money or tells you you need to spend this money every month, whatever, for your website to do, I don't know what they might offer. I've heard them all. It's not us, and you're free to accept or decline whatever offer whomever is offering you, but know that whichever way you decide, yes or no, for whatever services they have, it will have zero bearing on the work that we're doing, and everything I've told you that's going to happen is still going to be true. So if they tell you you need it because of your website, whatever, they're full of beans. You don't have to have it. We set this up because there are fakes out there, and it just, there's a lot of bad out there. And one of my clients actually called me a few days ago, and he says, Gail, why do you keep calling asking for more money? And I said, Tony, that's not us. What did you spend? He got roped into somebody for $200. And I said, did you ask your security question? And he said, no. I said, well, I would have saved you $200. So,
yep,
if you get a call like that, I would throw that security question at them. If they can't answer it, it's not us. And if it is us, we're not going to be offended. So, we have for options, mother's maiden, city you were born in, or first pet's name. Which would you prefer?
First pet name.
All right. And what's that first pet's name?
Angel.
Ah, nice and easy. Thank you for that. It wasn't something like hippopotamus or something that I couldn't spell.
There you go.
Was it a cat or a dog?
Dog. She wasn't the first, but she just, the first one I think was Sandy. But, Angel will work out just fine. She was a sweetheart. I had a boy that loved, he loved me more from her, but he's too easy.
So. What breed of dogs?
They were boxers.
Oh, I love the boxers. They are awesome dogs. They really are.
They're expensive now.
Yeah. Well, you know, any purebred, it seems like anymore, is. We've had Vizslas. They're a game bird or game dog. They'll retrieve upland game and birds. They'll flush and retrieve both. I think we've owned them for 20 years now. And they're, when we first started, they were right around $700-$800. Not real bad. Now they're over $1,000 and of course just up from there. It's crazy.
Oh yeah.
All right, and I'm on the billing finally. On the credit card that you're using, does the company name appear or just yours, Larry?
Hold on one second, I'll pull it up. Okay, so my company does appear on the bottom of it.
You said it does?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no problem. Let me move that over there. And then address 623 Tulip Court. 28391. Oh, what did I say?
623.
There it is. It was written right. I read it wrong. I'm glad you got me, though.
Okay.
Okay. And then Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay, and I'm ready for those digits whenever you are. And just for security's sake, I do work from home, but and there's nobody here, me and the dogs, but I don't repeat it back out loud to you.
Okay. That's fine.
You go ahead when you're ready.
4912-3900.
Okay.
1694. Oops, I missed that.
Oh, that's
6125.
No problem. I caught it anyway. And then what's the expiration, please, Larry?
126.
And the security code, please.
283.
Okay, thank you. Get that updated. And then in just a jiffy, I'm going to have a couple more emails headed your way. And we are nearing the end, and I'll be able to let you back to your day.
Good, because I got somebody keeps calling me. He's got one of my bulldozers, and I'm pretty sure he wants to tell me some bad news. So,
Yeah, we don't need bad news. All right, so you do have two emails headed your way, Larry. The one we want that we need to handle is Local Splash Initial Invoice. And I'm going to walk you through the clicks and the typing on this one. I have to read it all to you anyway, so it's easier just to get the clicks done and then I'll read.
Okay. All right, well, I'm almost home.
Okay.
So...
Well, I'll tell you what, so that you don't have to do that and drive, I'll read first, and then when you stop at your place, then we can do the clicks. How about that?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. So the voice verification is what we'll do now. It's a duplicate of what you've got there in writing. The voice portion of it is required of us as Google Premier Channel partners, and it outlines the services that we're going to provide for you. And it is recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
LV and Son Clearing and Grading.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Larry G. Vinson II. Sole proprietor, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-binding agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to communications coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-binding agreement?
Say that one more time.
I'll explain it for you. Everybody hesitates there. Really, all it means is if you add other social medias or decide to do Facebook ads or anything, just to let us know so we can work it all into the programming, make sure everything is still cohesive.
Okay, yes, that's fine.
Thank you. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, November 3rd, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $298, the breakout of which is $199 for your first month.
Are you going to, hold on one second.
No problem. I'm going to sneeze.
I didn't know if you want to go see Liam and the baby or anything like that. Okay, I'll switch it off then. Okay, go ahead.
Go
ahead whenever you're ready.
No, that worked out perfectly. I my voice went wacky and I needed to cough and I didn't want to cough in your ear. I'm going to start that last one over. So your payment for the initial term and account setup were charged on today's date, November 3rd, 2022. in the discounted non-refundable amount of $298, the breakout of which is $199 for your first month and a one-time only $99 setup fee. Going forward, beginning December 3rd, your true flat monthly rate is $199, to which there are never any taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 3rd of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Thank you, Larry. And we'll handle that last email, and then you'll be all set. Sounded like you must have. Awesome. You're ahead of me. I appreciate that.
I'm trying to work on it with something else every day.
Did it take you to a login screen?
Yeah, I'm typing my name in now.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
For my son. Which, you know, is always fun. Okay, username and password.
All right. So that's actually where you're going to log into your dashboard, and we'll get you that login tomorrow during your onboarding call so you can close out of that now. So congratulations. You're all set, Larry.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll talk to you tomorrow for your onboarding call. It's going to be great. All right. Thank you, Larry. You have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.